It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse where the Indians are getting ready to take on the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. And again, we'll be joined here shortly by Diana and Susie. And they'll be taking care of the play-by-play and all of that for us. So we'll be, I should say we got a chance to talk to Coach Gann a little bit ago. And we'll go to that interview and we'll be back in just a minute. But we'll get with Coach Gann right here.
Street Market pregame show, talking to Holly Gann before our sectional semifinal game. Your thoughts on how the tournament draw went?
So for us, we felt pretty good about the tournament draw. Obviously, when you're in a sectional district area with a lot of...
Well, we're having some technical difficulties. We'll try one more time here in just a second right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Holly Gann before our sectional semifinal game with Hardin Northern. So what's your thoughts on how the tournament draw went?
So for us, we felt pretty good about the tournament draw. Obviously, when you're in a sectional district area with lots of your fellow elite teams, there's never really a good way. But it's done. We know our path. We know what we have to do to get through to the next game. So tonight, we play Hardin Northern. And again, it's coming from a team they sat on the bus for quite a while today. So I'm sure they're anxious to get stretched and get ready to go. Not a winning record this season, but on any given night, anybody can beat anyone. So I think we still have to go out and play. So tonight, our game strategy is we're going to press them. We're going to make them have to handle the ball. See some trapping, see some zone, see some half-court man. More importantly, we're just looking to continue to get a little better today. And obviously, the most important thing in this season is just to continue to win. So if you win, you get to keep playing. So our goal is to win.
All right. We've been talking to Coach Holly Gann on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited All-Wheel Drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here on Wayne Street Market pregame show and joined now by Diana and Susie be here in just a little bit, but we're still about 3 or 4 minutes away from the introductions and all of that stuff. And you know, we have are you wanting to say anything about the brackets, Diana? Diana, do you want to say anything about the brackets? She's trying to get Susie's attention here. So So upcoming tomorrow night, the boys are hosting New Bremen. That's our last regular season game. Tournament starts next week. That'll be a WPGW simulcast with NFHS video. And then if the girls win tonight, they'll host the winner of New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen at 7 o'clock on Saturday. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. Rob was going to be able to do that game, and now he is not, with all the changes that keep going on over in Jay County and the rest of Indiana. It's been a problem for them, and so their schedule is extremely tentative. So, as always, when he's not doing the game, we are, and we plan to do all of the tournament games for the boys and the girls. Sometimes they might not have room for us, so we might not be able to do all the games, but we'll see how that all goes. So, still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off, and you girls want to talk some about what we have or they have, or the sectional draws or anything like that, or you got anything you want to add for us?
Well, I don't really know a whole lot about this team other than they have a, I don't know, like a 4-something record, 6-12.
Yeah.
Hard Northern, that's all I really know about them. I haven't never seen them play. I don't even know.
Yeah, we don't have common opponents.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't think they even played Delphus. Delphus is not really close, even though they're both up north, but they're clear in the far, I think, northwestern part of Hardin County, which is where Kenton is.
Yeah.
So that's a good ways away, and we have very few common opponents. So they're 6-12, and we're 14-6.
Yeah.
And we're a 4 seed, and they're a 6 seed or 12 seed. I mean, so we'll have to see how that all works out.
But,
it's going to be interesting to see what they have. They seem to have a couple of decent players that, you know, just kind of watch them in the warm-ups. They look pretty good, so we'll have to see how that all goes.
We'll see.
Anything else you want to throw in there?
I think Bob gets the award, an Emmy, for the music he's got going on here tonight.
Definitely.
Just don't pop you up, nothing will. He's ready.
I can't remember what it was, but he had kind of a downer song about 6:15 before anybody else is here. So it was a nice song, but it wasn't upbeat, peppy song. So we're getting ready to go to the national anthem. We'll come back after the national anthem, and we'll be starting off with the lineups and everything else. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy Old Man Winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love hockey. But I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're here getting ready to do a starting lineup. They're doing the non-starters right now, I believe. So,
can we tell from the scoreboard who they're going to have? Or we already know who we're having, right?
Yep. I got their starters here. Awesome. So for the Hard Northern Polar Bears, they have a 5 foot 5 inch sophomore, Emma Martin, 5 foot 7 inch junior, Eris McCoy, 5 foot 7 inch sophomore, Bella Wilson, a 5 foot 10 inch sophomore, Katie Good, and a 5 foot 6 inch sophomore, Maddie Grappi. So pretty young roster on their side of the court. On our side, of course, we have a little bit more of a senior heavy team. So for starting for the Indians, we'll have Brenna Holman, who's a senior, Paige Forkamp, who's a senior, Kara Wendell, who's a senior, Allie Vaughn, who's a senior, and Whitley Rammel, who's a junior. So the Indians will have their normal starting lineup for tonight. Shout out to some of the Indians who got on the MAC, All-MAC Conference team this year. So that was released, I believe, yesterday. Allie Vaughn and Kara Wendell on first team All-MAC. Whitley Rammel, second team All-MAC. And Paige Forkamp, honorable mention. So the Indians had nice representation on the MAC Conference
this
year.
Yeah.
I was looking at that and thought Paige should be up there a little bit more. And you look at the people that are in the first and second team, so who are you going to take off?
I know.
So we got four people on, and I'm happy about that. I still think Brenna could have made, well, she could be in the first team in most leagues, and here she doesn't get even honorable mention. But, you know, so it's just one of those things where, you know, it would have been nice to get more, but we better be satisfied with what we got.
I need a third team. I think we need a third team.
But I would say you could just
Then they would be a fourth team and then a fifth team. And
is NFHS working? I had a question.
Should be.
So is there any idea why NFHS isn't working? We're working on that.
Do we have any idea if it's the sound or the audio or the video?
Oh, let's see.
We will find out. So
The sound should be working. We're plugged in. The amp is on and plugged in, unlike one other time. Hang on.
We're gonna try to see if we can get Brent to figure it out.
So we're just running through the starting lineups yet. They did just do the starting lineups for Hardin Northern and working on the lineups for Fort Recovery.
Yep, and if you're listening, we are working on the NFHS. We'll see what's gonna happen here. So.
Sounds like they have no video or sound, Neil.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like if there's only one person that sent that, it might be some sort of problem on their end, but maybe not. Brett
says
is going to go check
delayed.
That out.
It's delayed. So we'll be working on that. If you're listening to us and you can't have NFHS, that is being worked on.
There's at least a chance that if it's delayed, it may be in your computer since... we haven't heard that from anybody else, but Brent is checking that out and seeing what's going on. So don't know exactly how that all works because we're usually here and not right. home watching it and know how to fix any problems. But we are working on it if you're trying to get that. If you do have video and audio, getting ready for the tin cupboard tip off.
Yeah, so, we'll be rambling with the tip for the Indians, and Brennan Holman will bring the ball up for us. So hopefully we get off to a quick start tonight and put us in a nice position here tonight if we can get going quick. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone. Nice drive to the bucket by Allie Baum. She tries to get it into Paige, and that ball gets knocked out. So that possession will remain with the Indians.
Good read by the defense. She saw that coming. Yep. So.
Yep. A zone, which we'll probably see a lot of tonight. Yep. Inbound pass into Whitley Ramlin. She gets it up, no good. Got a rebound, back up, no good, but a foul.
Let me jump in here, and if you do have audio and or video with the NFHS, can you give me a text at 419-852-0072?
Whitley Ramlin with the Hall Brothers here. Foul line, and the first one was up and in, so Indians on the board tonight. The first point.
Oh, really short one.
Is up and no good.
Brenna
almost with the rebound.
She was fighting hard for that one.
So we'll see what the Indians are going to come out in man-to-man defense. Looks like they're going to try to work the ball inside. Turnover by Harden. Or the steal by...
Nice read by Kiki. Wow.
Yep, give that steal to Kiki.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Allie pushes the ball up. Kiki at top. Kiki swings it over to Brenna. Over to Paige. Turnover by Indians. Paige tried to get it into Whitley and won a good pass.
It's like she read her eyeballs or something.
Won a good pass. Harden Northern working the ball around the top of the key. Three-point shot.
She just lost it.
Up and in by Bella Wilson. Yeah. So first point bucket of the game for Harden Northern is a three-pointer.
That was a deep bucket.
That was.
Deep bucket coming down from way down to get that one.
She shot that with some confidence. Looks like the Indians are going to try to work the ball inside tonight. Mm-hmm. We do have a little bit of a size advantage.
Yep.
Pass inside to Paige, out to Whitley. Whitley Ramel's going to shoot a three, and that's good.
Wow.
What do you mean, that was your daughter?
I know, I was like, confidence in her. What is she doing?
She's making shots, tying the game. That's what she's doing.
That's what she's doing. Right?
Indians going to do a full-court press
go
here.
Go ahead on this one, sorry.
Yeah. Indians up 4-3.
Almost 10 seconds there, but they did get across the lines. Good defense by the Indians. Good hustle again, as normal. Another three-point shot. Sheesh. That's up and good.
Man, that wasn't in her hand for a half second.
Maddie Grappi with that three-pointer for Harden Northern puts them up 6-4. 6:09 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
Well, we know they can shoot.
Yeah, they
threes.
Can shoot. That's for sure. Indians working it around. Looks like they're going to play a little high post game here. High low.
Is that what that is?
Trying to work the ball inside. Yep. Ooh, Whitley with a nice
just knocked
screen.
Her out.
Kiki with a 15-foot jumper, and that's in. Nice shot by Kiki.
Whitley got away with one there.
Ooh, Allie Vaughn
nice
with a steal. Steal by Allie Vaughn.
Yep. No, and a jump ball.
A jump ball, so that'll stay with Harden Northern, so no steal there.
Yep. I'm glad you know the rules.
Well, I don't know. I just make them up if I don't know. So, Allie Vaughn had the ball, but
she did.
They dove on the floor to grab it, and it was a jump ball, then, which stayed with Harden Northern. So, next possession, we will get that. Oh, she looked to shoot again. Oh, 25.
Another
shoot
three.
Again.
Oh,
a shot is up and no good. That was a shot by Maddie Grappi. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. She pushes the ball up the court to the hoop. No good. Blocked. And Harden Northern with rebound. Polar Bears pushing the ball up court. Indians are getting back on defense, so had some miscommunications in the last couple of games about getting back on defense, so it's good to see that.
He's not calling sure. He called a foul on that.
Foul on Whitley. Her first, team's first.
Was she even, I didn't even see her around the ball.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what happened. She might have maybe done one of those little heavy screens.
Yep.
Ooh,
got her
she
second
got another
foul.
One. Yep. Oops, she's out. She's out for a little bit.
Yep, Whitley Ramel could pick up her second foul with a little hip check there.
In a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah,
5 seconds.
So she'll be out of the game here. Mara Pearson checking in. So Whitley will go to the bench with 4 points and 2 fouls.
We'll let her sit for a little bit.
Yeah. So it is with 5:11 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. 6-6 yet.
That was the size 12 and a half shoe that got her in trouble, I think.
Shot nice up and rebound. No good. Rebound by Paige Forkamp. Good rebound.
Yeah, it was. Holy
strong
moly.
Rebound. Indians pushing the ball up. Brenna Holman with the ball. Top the key to Allie. Swings it over to Kiki. Down to Paige in the corner. Top the key. Looking to get the ball inside. I think they're looking at really working that ball inside. Oh, nice pass down to Mara. Kicks it back out to wide open Kiki. Doesn't shoot it.
Brenna.
Look, I was hoping she'd look.
Yeah, she was wide open. Yeah. They get the ball inside to Paige. She works it up to the hoop. Gets in there, shot up, and no good. Gets her own rebound. And then gets fouled.
Yes. That's great hustle.
Good move.
Awesome. I just got a text from Brent that he's checking with the company, contacting the company to see if it must be something on their end, because ours is... Yeah. He checked his, and I checked our audio here, and everything seems to be on, so problems going on there with the company.
Inbound play. Kiki gets it to Paige, and she gets that shot up and in. Good way to work it around there for the Indians. Ooh, Brenna almost with a steal.
Did.
Really working it hard here with this full court press. Timeout for Harden.
I'd say he took that timeout just in time because they had to be at least an eight count there.
Indians up 8-6 here. 8-6 here. The first quarter, 4:26 left to go on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. We'll be right back.
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive.
Okay, we're going to be cutting back in here. I want to let you know that Mr. Niekamp is working on getting the NFHS video and our audio going. It appears to be something in the system, so from NFHS. So he has them working on it, but sometimes that's we have to wait for somebody to be available, and they need to figure out what's going on. So hopefully we get everything back soon, but right now we don't have the audio or video on NFHS. So anyway, back to the game. Sorry.
Maddie Grappi with the shot up and no good. Paige breaking up the rebound. Indians pushing the ball. Kiki on the drive on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Ah! Over Allie's head, so that'll be an over and back.
Oh, yep. I thought she was in the map.
Yeah, she had one foot on the other side of the line before she touched it. So.
Yep.
So
just a recap for those of you that can't watch us here. We're up 8-6 here with 3:54 left to go in the first quarter. Whitley Rammel with 4 points on a three-pointer and a free throw shot. She is out with two fouls right now. Kira Wendell with a two-pointer and Paige Forkamp with two. That shot is up and in for Hardin Northern, so they tie the game up at 8-8 by Eris McCoy with her shot. Allie Vaughn passes it off the key. I'm sorry, to Paige, over to Mara. Down the corner to Brenna. Works the ball at the top of the key. Nice drive of the bucket by Allie Vaughn. Oh, shots up and in.
Nice. That was pretty.
Nice driving bucket for Allie. For her 2 points of the night.
Oh,
going to have a reach-in foul on Allie on the steal attempt. So that'll be her first foul. Team's third.
Half second later, she'd have had that.
Yep.
Fair and square. Yep.
Hope Wendell will come in for Allie. She'll take a seat. Couple subs in for Hardin Northern as well. Lauren Leinhart, and I think there was someone else came in on this.
It's a little trapping going on by the Indians.
Full court trapping.
Yep.
Stop it there. They're going to get a 10-second call.
Yep. She's going to have
Mara with the steal. Stealing bucket. Oh, it comes out. Oh, my goodness.
That bounced steal on the rim four times.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
You know, she hits those, and oh, man. That's a motivating little steal right there.
Are you live streaming there?
I am.
So if you want to kind of watch and listen along.
That ball goes white. Yep. Turnover hard.
Diana Joe, if you go on Facebook, Diana Joe is Facebook streaming it live. Yeah. Not sure how legal that is, but we'll find out.
It's definitely.
When NFHS is down, it's legal.
Right. Yes. So we want the fans to watch.
So we'll try to keep that going. She'll try to keep stats, but that's not nearly as important as being able to kind of watch it if you can. So.
Yeah, so if I'm a little quiet, it's because I'm trying to keep a steady video. You'll know why. So.
Girls need all the support they can get. Three, Kiki with an open three, no good. Paige Forkamp with the rebound.
Nice job, Paige Forkamp.
Going to reset it up. Over to Kiki, kicks it in the corner to Brenna. Brenna kicks it outside to Paige. Going to set it back up. Swing it over to Brenna. Looking for Hope under the bucket. Nothing there. Back out to Kiki. Kiki with a drive. Back to Paige. 15-foot jumper.
Get in.
No good. And rebound tracked down by Paige.
Oh, yeah. Gets her own. She is working the rebound. She's got five already.
three of them are her own shots.
Yep. So that means you're not shooting well.
Well, but she's also keeping her eye on where the ball's
exactly
going.
Exactly right. Yep. She has got a nose for the ball, that's for sure.
Brenna Holman with a drive to the bucket. Up and no good. Oh. A lot of body on that one, but no call on that one.
Some contact.
Yep. She almost made it, too.
I know. So the Indians up 10-8 yet here with 1:51 left to go here in the first quarter. Harden Northern has actually shot very well so far.
Yeah,
that'll be a turnover for Harden Northern.
Nice.
For the Bears.
Nice.
It's their fourth turnover.
I didn't see anybody touch that, but the way the ball went, they almost had to. She threw it.
Yeah.
She was 10 feet away and threw it 4 feet over her head.
Yeah.
Might have just slipped out of her hand.
Yeah, it had to because there wasn't anybody that could have touched it.
Yeah.
Out on the floor for the Indians, Allie Vaughn, she checks back in for Brenna Holman, Kiki, Mara, Hope, and Paige. Remember, Whitley's on the bench with two fouls already tonight, so she'll be there for a little while. Indians working the ball around. Kiki thought about taking a three, but kicks it over to Mara. Back over to Kiki.
Oh, I want to see her take one.
Yeah.
I can hear Kim just to cussing.
Shoot it. Oh, nice pass from Hope Wendell down to Allie Vaughn. Beautiful pass.
Can't get much
prettier.
2 points
for Allie Vaughn and assist for Hope. Nice play.
Can't get much prettier than that.
Yep.
Right there. Oh.
Steal by Paige. Yep. Mara Pearson picks up the ball.
Let's make this one.
There we go. There up and in for Mara.
So that's a Paige for Cam steal.
Yep. And a turnover for the Polar Bears. That's our fifth turnover of the first quarter. So Indians starting to force some turnovers here.
Yep.
That's what they do best.
That's right. Little nose guard.
Yep. Oh, Kiki got her hands on another steal by Paige. All the way to the bucket. And knocked out of bounds by Harden Northern.
Yep.
So stay with the Indians.
Great hustle.
Timeouts for the Indians with 53.1 left to go here in the first quarter. Indians up 14-8. We'll be right back.
That uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So, we still, as far as I know, we don't have the NFHS going, but Brent is working on it. He did work with the company and got things straightened out, he thought, with the company and trying to get things straightened out with the scoreboard and the time and the scores and all that. He thinks he has that straightened out. But
oh, nice. Beautiful play by the Indians. Allie Vaughn with the assist to Hope Wendell.
Oh,
she puts
that
it up
so
and two.
Pretty.
Nice pretty play.
Somewhere in between, something happened with the connection.
Ooh,
so he's working on that.
Yeah, she did.
Back to the game here. Sorry.
Oh, Indians up 16-8 here with a shot's no good. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound.
I called it. Yep.
Indians pushing the ball up. Oh, nice pass by Mari Pearson down into Allie Vaughn. That's up and in. Nice assist by Mara there. Good to see the open player. 9 seconds left. Ooh. Hopefully they don't get a shot off here. Pushing it up. And that's another turnover.
Yep. Indians are wreaking havoc.
Yep. Our 0.2 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Indians up 18-8. Can't get a shot off here, so that's the way the first quarter ends. After Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard, the Indians up 18-8 after one. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back. Yeah. There we are. We're back. Neil's trying to do seven things at one time.
Yeah, he is.
So multitasking
well,
at its best.
I have people trying to call me, and I can't. I have it hooked up to my earbuds, and I can't talk on the on the radio, and it's not working at all.
Well, I'm
very confused.
Yeah, like Neil said, I am streaming it live on Facebook, so if you guys want to try to watch it there,
it's on Diana Joe on Facebook.
Yep.
J-O.
Indians start off the second quarter with Whitley Rammel, Paige Forkamp, Grease Guggenbiller, Brenna Holman, and Allie Vaughn. Start off with a ball but missed the shot. Grease Guggenbiller with a three open three. She missed that shot, and Harden Northern gets a rebound. So looks like we got a dead ball here, almost a five count. And the Indians playing their tough man-to-man defense here.
Yep.
Up 18-8.
Oh, I heard that slap come up here.
Foul's going to be on Allie Vaughn. It'll be her second, team's fifth, I believe.
Well, I like that we're aggressive, but they're calling some.
They're calling it pretty tight here.
Yeah.
So Allie will take a seat.
Yeah. As long as they're calling it both ways, and they seem to be, then the players need to adjust to how the game's being called.
Yeah, like I said, I can hear that slap here. So.
Yeah.
Kiki back in the lineup for the Indians as Allie takes a seat. Just about threw that ball away. Oh,
yeah, turnover. There she did.
There's a steal by Grace Guggenbiller. Turnover for Harden Northern. Work the ball up to Paige. Hits a wide open Kiki for 15. Up and good.
Yep.
Nice find by Paige and a good shot by Key. That's Kira's second basket of the night.
And we've now scored 10 in a row counting into the last quarter.
Oh, gosh, they had him trapped.
Oh, they did.
Oh, there's a three-point basket up and in. Bella
She's
Wilson.
Pretty good.
Yep, it's her second three of the night. Put the Indians up by only nine now, 20-11. 6:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Back out top, Key to Brenna. Swings it over the right side to Paige. Gets it inside to Witt. Down underneath to Grace Guggenbiller, and she gets fouled on the shot. Nice ball movement by the Indians.
That was Grace was pretty well wide open until they had to foul her, but she was kind of down there by herself. They came over pretty quickly, but they didn't respond the right way. They got a little hack on her.
That foul was on Aris McCoy, her second, team's third. Grace Guggenbill at their Hall Brothers foul line shooting two. First one's up and good. So the Indians are 2 for 3 from the foul line tonight so far. They're shooting well from there.
They have been the last
time. Yeah, that's the line they shot really well from the free throw line as well. Grace Guggenbiller, second one is up and in.
Nice. She's got a pretty shot.
Yes, she does. She does. So that puts the Indians up by 11, 22-11.
Another full court.
Full court press here. And she beats it.
Oh, wow.
It's right around Grace there. Shot up and no good. Whitley with the block. Paige with the rebound. Pushing it up. You should get Whitley for a block on that one, too.
Yep.
So swing it over to Paige for three. That's off the mark. Rebound by Polar Bears. We'll push the ball back up. Still 22-11 yet with 5:56 left to go here in the second quarter.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a...
Under shove.
A little elbow.
Ooh. Oh, nice play.
Ooh, yeah, it was.
Switched on defense and didn't get back it fast enough.
Yep. Nice little play by them.
Puts Harden Northern back to within 9. Oh, nice ball movement. Up high-low movement there. The ball into Grace Guggenbiller, and she gets an assist down to Whitley for Whitley's
that little high-low is
6 point of the night. Yeah, that was working nice.
Pretty.
Yep. It works when you can move the ball fast enough. Nice. Oh, a steal by the Indians.
Maybe. Yep.
Paige Forkamp works the ball down to Grace and turns it over.
So that steal was Paige's, I believe.
Yep. So not a pretty steal, but not a pretty play after that.
She got so excited. She got a steal. Oh, that was
3-point basket's up and no good. And Harden Northern with the rebound. Oh, Whitley slaps that ball away.
Yep. She said, nope, not today, honey.
Turnover for Harden Northern. That's a steal for Whitley.
Okay. I'm glad you're helping me out because I'm trying to do this video and...
We said we were going to do better at stats tonight.
And you know what? They are perfect. There's nothing unofficial about these.
Great. Oh. Nice pass underneath the bucket to Grace. Just wasn't quite ready for it. So turnover by the Indians.
I think she was supposed to go and get it and just missed it.
Yep. Sally Vaughn and Hope Wendell back in. Whitley Rammel and Grace Guggenbiller take a seat. Indians up by 11 here with 4:45 left to go here on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. Still, full court press. Almost a five count.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Nice job.
Allie slaps it away. Key picks it up. Nice pass by Key into Allie, and that's 2-point bucket for Allie. That's her eighth point.
Great steal.
Puts the Indians up by 13. Yep, nice steal. Ooh, that's about another one.
Oh, there is
another one. Steal by Paige. Little shovel pass over to Kiki.
Oh, nice.
Nice Allie move. Vaughn. Allie Vaughn under the bucket, up and good. It's her 10th point of the night.
She's got such a pretty baseline.
Yes, she does. That left hand really helps when you're working the baseline down there.
Yep.
It's Kiki with a steal. Another turnover by Hardin Northern. Gets it down to Brenna. That shot is up and blocked. No good. And she's going to be called. Going to be a foul on the floor. Yep. So
she got
good job by Brenna. Good steal by Kiki.
Yep.
So I've got Hardin Northern for 11 turnovers so far. So the Indians are putting some pressure on them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we keep our turnovers. I don't think
we've
had any.
I've got four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hope Wendell with a three from the corner up and no good. Bounces around.
Oh.
Swiped outside by Paige and nobody can get to it.
I think she saw Brenna in her peripheral, but just couldn't quite swipe it to her.
It's going to be a timeout here for Hardin Northern. Indians up by 15, 28-13 with 4:02 left to go here in the Fort Kemp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club will present Agatha Christie's Murder Mystery, and Then There Were None in the Middle School Auditorium. We will present six shows. The tickets are $6 each and are on sale at the high school office until they are sold out. Seating will be limited for each performance due to the coronavirus restrictions, so get your tickets while you can. They are expected to sell out early. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 19th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. each night. Plus, we will have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance on Sunday the 21st at 3 p.m. The following week, there will be two performances, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 26th and the 27th at 7 p.m. each night. This is a murder mystery, and there will be potentially disturbing content that is not recommended for younger audiences. Get your tickets early at the high school office for the Drama Club's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, presented on February 19, 20, and the 21st, and the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
Hey, we're back.
Here. Yeah.
Another great set of music by Bubba. He's got it going on tonight.
He is just amazing. And our score here tonight is, 28-13?
Another steal by the Indians.
Yeah,
Allie Vaughn, she traveled then.
Yep. Got that steal for us.
Got a steal, but
is that
traveled.
Allie's
just got
steal?
A text from Brent, and he's trying to get someone to answer the phone at the NFHS.
It's after hours.
Well, they nice. Generally have somebody there. I know he's talked to them during volleyball matches, which is this
Allie,
time of night. So.
Three. Oh,
steal by the Indians. Allie Vaughn with a three-pointer, no good. Hope Wendell on the floor battling for the rebound, and that'll be a jump ball.
He's hoping that he gets a call back from him. I believe he left a voicemail, but maybe they're having trouble all over the country and can't get anybody to anybody
again,
free.
So. If you don't have me on Facebook, Diana Jo, I'm live streaming it somehow. I don't know. I'm trying to be multitasking.
Yes.
So if the video isn't great, well,
it's better than what they had.
Right. So.
Indians up 28-13 here in the second quarter. Another turnover by the Polar Bears. By my count, that's the 14th of the first half. So the Indians are playing some tough defense here, putting a lot of pressure on the ball.
Causing them to
they're
make
having a
bad passes.
Yep, hard time controlling the ball here.
I think we teased them a little bit for the first 4 or 5 minutes, and now we're just like, okay, we're done.
Indians working the ball. It's tough to keep Mara Pearson over the left. Down. Kiki, baseline, Allie Vaughn. Cut pass to Mara. Nice move to the bucket. Up and in. Nice move.
Nice job, Mara.
Nice strong move by Mara. It's her fourth point.
And a good job of Allie of just seeing that person open.
Ooh, almost. They were back. Close.
Yep.
Too close for my comfort there.
A little walk that they didn't call.
Yep, walk they didn't call. Nice pass, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
they turn it
turnover
again.
Yeah.
We're attacking and disrupting every passing lane they have.
Yep.
And they are not responding well right now. So Indians' defense is working pretty well.
It's a reach-in foul there on the Polar Bears.
Yep.
Be on number 10.
That was going to be all high-low again.
Yeah, it was open again.
It was wide open.
A foul was on Emma Martin, her first team's fifth. Indians were trying to get the ball in here. Going to have an offensive call. Moving screen on Mara.
Oh, Mara.
So that's her first foul. Team's
probably something
foul.
She's been getting away with all year. I didn't see it. I never see anything away from the ball, ever.
Oh, nice. Kiki with the steal.
I'm surprised somebody doesn't say something to her, you know. Hey.
Come in,
yeah. Somebody's coming.
Oh, nice find by, Allie had a nice find to Kiki. Just couldn't get it to fall, so.
Rebound.
Good ball movement in there, but.
Yep.
Nope, another steal by the Indians.
Allie Vaughn.
He's going to pass it to Key. Decided not to. Yep. Took a shot. No good. Rebound down to the Polar Bears. Tell you what, Polar Bears really fight for those rebounds
sure
in there,
do.
Too. So they're scrappy. Trying to work the ball inside. Get it back out to Good. Tries to get it inside. Oh, nice move by Maddie Grappi.
Nice reverse layup.
That was her seventh point.
Great
it was a beautiful
move.
Shot.
Yeah, it was.
Beautiful move. Mark Pearson to the hole. Up and no good. Rebound down to the Polar Bears.
Good look by Mara. Drive and pop.
Back up top of the key to McCoy. She's in the corner to Wilson. Back up to McCoy. Looking for Good. That shot's up and good.
Jeez.
Nice shot. McKay Good.
They get the ball out of their hands fast.
Yes, they do. They shoot it fast. It's a nice shot. Yeah. Indians up 30-17 here. 1:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Second quarter, I'm sorry. Brenna Holman with three. Oh. That's up and no good. Rebound by Hardin Northern. So Hardin Northern tried to cut the lead down here before halftime. Got it down to a 13. Mara with the steal, but they're going to call a foul on that one. So that's her second foul.
I thought she got around her, but.
Yep. Calling it kind of tight. So Grace and Paige will be back in for Brenna and Allie. Whitley will come back in for Hope, I believe. Nope, for Mara.
Was that Mara's second foul? I think?
Yeah, Mara has two, Allie has two, and Whit has two.
And that's our six fouls.
Yeah,
nobody else has a foul.
Yep. Get the ball in on the baseline. Ooh, she almost traveled.
Yep.
A minute left to go here in the fourth camp excavating second quarter scoreboard. Good D by the Indians. Oh, that's a quick shot.
Yep.
No good.
Out of her hands a little too fast. She.
Block shot by Paige. And knocks it. Knocked out of bounds by Hope.
Yep.
Good play.
Pretty scrappy there.
Yeah. Like butterfingers there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Pick it up.
Butterfingers.
Still 30-17 yet. 47 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Got her dead in the corner. Knocked away by Grace Guggenbauer on the sidelines. Polar Bears will have to inbound it on the sideline.
I think this is a pretty good Polar Bear team, probably even better than what their record shows.
Oh, yeah. Nice job by Hope.
Hope.
Getting her hands on it.
Nice.
Steal by Hope. Kiki, 10-foot jumper up and good.
Yep.
Got the roll.
I think our defense is the difference in this game because I have a feeling they haven't seen this kind of defense.
Yep.
But they're playing extremely well.
Yeah, they actually moved the ball really well.
Yeah,
thinking another nice shot from the corner. No good. That rebound is picked up by Kiki. 16 seconds left to go here. She's pushing the ball up. Got 10. Playing for the last shot, obviously, here. Kiki drives, kicks it over to Grace in the corner. Gets it down inside to Hope. Back out to Kiki for a wide-open 15-footer. That's up and good.
That was pretty.
Beautiful. Beautiful shot. Beautiful ball movement from the Indians. So the Indians will go into halftime here with a 34-17 lead. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians up 34-17, so we got them doubled up at halftime. And I think leading us today is steals.
Steals.
You know, I would say points, but I'm saying steals.
Steals and more steals. So yes. I do have Hardin Northern down, and I probably missed some of these. Hardin Northern down with 18 turnovers in that first half. I'm sure I missed a few of them here or there, and Fort Recovery with five.
No, our stats are dead on.
I know, that's true. ESPN analysts right here, I'm telling you, nothing but the best.
With the NFHS system down, nobody can prove us wrong if they're keeping their own stats at home.
So I'll go through the points for the Indians. Leading the Indians at halftime is Allie Vaughn with 10 points, Kiki with 8, Whitley Rammel with 6, Mar Pearson with 4, and 2 points apiece for Hope Wendell, Paige Forkamp, and Grace Googlebiller. The Indians are 3-4 from the free throw line, and Hardin Northern has not hit any free throws yet because they haven't had any chance to take any. So for the Polar Bears, they're led in points by Maddie Grappi with 7, Bella Wilson has 6, Katie Good has 2, and Eris McCoy has 2, so that's their 17 points. It's 34-17.
Yeah. And for me, I just have some rebounds and steals. I have leading us in rebounds is Paige Forkamp with 5, and then I have about 6 of us with 6, or with 1, and then steal-wise, I have Allie Vaughn and Kira Wendell. Kira has 5, Allie Vaughn has 5, Paige has 3, Grace Guggenbiller has 2, and Hope and Whitley each have 1. So,
yeah.
And those are dead on.
Yeah. Dead on stats.
Almost bet my life.
A little bit of foul trouble in that first half. Yeah. Whitley had 2 quick first quarter fouls, a couple fouls on Allie, a couple fouls on Mara, but I think pretty much so that's about it for the foul situation for the Indians. But looks to me like they were a little slow, I believe, as we started off. We haven't played in about 10 days, but then the defensive intensity picked up, and then our offense picked up as well.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm always a firm believer that our offense thrives off of our defense,
and once
that started kicking in, and we were doing well. I thought we moved the ball well, played a high-low game that we scored probably 10 or 12 points off that high-low game, so. So we're here at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
I think Neil's going to take us
to a break.
Yep, then we'll come back and go over some of the maybe the tournament draw, that type of thing. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at the halftime here at Portside Fieldhouse.
Yep.
I was just going to talk about what's coming up, if that's all right with you guys.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the boys will host New Bremen. It's their last regular season game. WPGW will simulcast with NFHS.
They'll be on. Yeah. We win tonight, and it looks like we will, they were scheduled to broadcast our girls' tournament game, but they now have to do an Indiana game. We'll be here with the NFHS, we hope, if we can get it fixed.
Okay.
But WPGW won't be on Saturday, assuming the girls finish this game and play again Saturday. So, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. That's all right. So if the girls win, they'll host the winner of New Bremen and Waynesville Goshen at 7 p.m. on Saturday. So, and we will broadcast that here with NFHS Radio. And then next week, the boys will host New Knoxville at 7 p.m. in the sectional semifinals. And FR Radio will broadcast with NFHS. And then PGW will broadcast. Thursday, the girls versus Minster, if we win Saturday, at Wapak at 5:30, the district semifinal. And then Friday, the boys at St. Henry, if they win on Tuesday as well. And that game is at 7 p.m. So, and then on Saturday will be the girls at Wapak in the district final at 7. So I think that's our plan. Yep. I think that's a great plan.
Yep. Do you want to talk a little bit about the girls' bracket draw?
So if the girls win tonight, they go Saturday night against the winner of New Bremen and Waynesville Goshen. And then Minster will play either Ridgemont or LCC, and then we will meet them on Thursday night, and then hopefully move on from there with the bottom bracket. You've got Marion Local, New Knoxville, St. Henry, Parkway, Upper Scioto Valley, Wapak, Ada coming out of there. So if I had to pick a team to come out of there, I'm thinking it's going to be New Knoxville. I don't know. I don't know. Between New Knoxville and Marion Local, I think it just depends on who's the better.
Yeah.
You know, who. I just don't know. I don't know enough about it to
analyze.
And
any one night, anybody can take anyone down. That's kind of how this works now. So.
Absolutely. So.
I have a halftime score. We have almost the same score here as they have at New Bremen. New Bremen's leading Waynesfield Goshen 37-7. And we lead 37-17.
Okay.
We're leading 34-17. About the same there. And all the other ones that I see here are going according to their seating. So looks like everything's at halftime is going the way it's supposed to, according to the seating. So
hey, we should give a shout out to our swimmers swimming tomorrow at districts.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
So Ava Bupp, Audra Bupp, Kara Clark, Autumn Burke, Michael Braun, and Paige and Tegan Forkamp will both be swimming tomorrow at Bowling Green for
that's
chance
awesome.
To go to state.
So. That is awesome.
I wonder if we'll be able to see that. Will they stream that?
Yes, you have to pay though.
Oh, man,
it's not free.
Sit there with their phone and stream that.
So good luck to those girls and Michael tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Let's take a break and we'll be back with the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter right after this.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back at Forsyth Fieldhouse after the Cooper Farms halftime show. The Indians are going to start off with the ball here in the third quarter, up 34-17. So, see once what Holly worked on at halftime and if there's anything different. Looks like Hard Northern's coming out of man-to-man defense. It'll be the first of the time of this game, and that's a great ball movement, a cut, and a layup for Whitley Rimmel. That's her eighth point of the night. So,
is that a kiki assist?
I'm not sure on that one. Oh, looks like the Indians are going to be playing a 2-3 zone here, changing up their defense a little bit. So. Pula Bears with some good ball movement, gets an open shot out there for good, and she puts it in. Nice shot. She's got a beautiful shot. So that's her fourth point. 36-19, Indians up. Nice to have a little bit of a change of defense on both ends. Yeah. Can work on some stuff. Ooh, nice move by Brendan to the bucket, but that ball will be kicked. So that'll remain with the Indians. On the court for the Indians is Fort Camp Rammel, Holman, Vaughn, and Kiera Wendell. Kiera triggers the ball into Paige. Ah, gets it knocked away by Hard Northern, but they'll stay with Fort Recovery.
I like how Paige shielded her with her body. I love that. I mean, that's just heads up right there.
Yep.
That might be coming from years of fighting with her brothers, maybe, or something like that.
She just
knows. Maybe they need better supervision.
That could very well be.
Oh, no. Rascally mischief is required.
That's right. That's right. A lot of that in our household.
Amen.
That's perfect.
Indians working the ball around. Kiki at top corner. Gets it up to Brenna. Brenna's open for three. That shot's up and no good.
Rebound
tracked down by Brenna. There we go. If you miss your shot, you better go get your end rebound.
That's right.
That's kind of how it's been tonight.
Yep.
Oh, my. What a beautiful pass by Whitley Rammel into Allie Vaughn.
Wow.
Beautiful pass by Whitley. That gives Allie her 12th point in that. That's a great assist by Whitley. Indians in this zone here. Oh, slapped away by Allie Vaughn. Oh, steal by Allie Vaughn. Turnover for Hard Northern. She brings the ball down. Puts the ball up and no good.
Oh.
Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Up and no good. Gets her own rebound. Up and gets a foul called.
Nice.
Nice job. She worked hard for that.
She did. I think she got a little fouling in between there, too. But they're too deep, and I'm not sure the official can see. They're too deep all the way around her.
That's the only way they're getting that ball from her is too deep.
Whitley Rammel at the Hall Brothers foul line. First one's up and good. I think that foul was on Aris McCoy, I believe, and that's her third foul. So first team foul of the second half.
So at least first bucket goes in?
Yep. Lauren Leinart back in the lineup for Polar Bears. Second Hall Brothers free throw is up and in.
And is up 40-19.
Indians are 5 for 6 from the line tonight, so shooting well from the free throw line.
Yep.
See what they can do against this 2-3 zone here. Allie Vaughn knocks the ball away, but they'll stay with Polar Bears.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we create as many turnovers.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ball and try to get it underneath, and Whitley Rammel with a steal. Another turnover by Harden Northern. Brenna brings the ball up, pushes the ball up, out to Whitley, down in the corner to Kiki. Thought about the three, but decided not to. Cross court pass to Paige, down to Allie, back out to Paige for an open three.
That's up
and good. Oh, no good. Sorry. A little premature on that one.
Yeah, it would look pretty.
Yep, knock the ball around here. Kiki's, almost got a steal there. Came swiping up on the side of it, almost got it. Hard Northern working the ball, trying to work it inside. Knocked out of bounds by Paige. Nice. So we'll stay with Hard Northern. So 40-19 with 5:31 left to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. So they will get the ball out underneath their own bucket. Get ball in. Allie Vaughn got her down the corner, slaps the ball away. And picked up by
nice.
Kiki. Nice steal by the Indians. Kiki pushes the ball up to Brenna. Down low to Whitley. Gets knocked out of bounds. Off of the Polar Bear, so stay with the Indians. So
and that was an Allie Vaughn steal, or was it a Kiki steal?
I think Kiki picked it up, and Allie slapped it away.
We'll give it to Allie.
Yep.
I kind of think she had it.
Nice. Almost a pass in there to Whitley. I'm not sure what that was. Foul?
It's calling a foul on somebody.
Okay. That was a foul on Maddie Grappi.
Oh, good.
That's her third team, second of the half.
So,
Kiki, who tried the same play again. Back into Whitley. No good. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in.
She's just padding her stats.
Yeah, that's right. She's working on that.
She is. Just padding her stats.
Her 12th point. So Whitley leads us in scoring. Or Whitley and Allie both with 12. Threw the ball away again.
Yeah.
Another turnover by Harden Northern.
I know that wasn't even in your face defense either. Nope. So maybe we just got them rattled enough.
Yeah, it could be. Well,
but they're anticipating that the pass and the receive are going to be highly contested in there.
Yep.
We got them shook a little bit. So.
Yep, for sure. 42-19. Indians up with 5 minutes to go here in third quarter. Harden Northern still in a man-to-man defense here. Little screen back. Whitley, get the ball inside. Nice move underneath the bucket. And one. Nice ball movement.
That was pretty.
It's the best ball movement I've seen us have in a long time.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure what was up, but I knew something was because Allie passed up a pretty easy three-pointer. And I wasn't sure
they
what
had
was coming,
something in mind.
Yep. Yes.
The foul was on Layla Perkins, her first, team's third of the half. And Paige working up at the Hall Brothers foul line. The shot is up and good.
Old school three-pointer.
Yeah. Old school is right.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, Indians are 6-for-7, I believe, from the free throw line tonight. Oh, another turnover by Harden Northern.
Yep.
That was out of bounds.
Kiki was sliding all over the place.
Yep. Mara Pearson back in the lineup, and Brenna Holman will take a seat. Indians up 45-19. Make another substitution here. That girl I don't have on my roster, so I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, she might be a JV player.
She's a JV player, but they don't have the right numbers there. So.
Okay. So. Looks like there's going to be a timeout called on the floor. So if the Indians up 45-19 with 4:37 left to go here in the Fort Kerry Insurance third quarter scoreboard, we'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back. Back here, Indians take the ball and on the sidelines here. After a timeout. Oh, nice ball movement again. Jeez. Wow. Nice pass from Paige Forkamp down into Whitley Ramble.
I'm going to have to rewatch this tonight.
Yeah.
I'm watching it on my phone and I'm not seeing like some good stuff.
Really nice ball movement.
Yeah. It is good
tonight,
stuff.
So. Yeah. Yep. That 3-point shot was blocked by Mara Pearson. Whitley Ramble with a picked up the loose ball. Gets down a nice pass down to Mara Pearson and that's up and in.
Mara was calling for it, but they couldn't see her over all the people.
She was screaming.
As soon as they did, she was still open.
She was the first one down the court.
Yeah. Right.
The ball's knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn.
Ain't nobody beating Mara.
Mara has wheels.
For sure.
So Indy's up 49-19. 3:58 left to go here in the Fort Kerry Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Indy's still going to stay in this 2-3 zone. Harden Northern working the ball around. The ball off the top of the key. She dribbles down to the right side. Nowhere to go. Passes it back, dribble to the middle, shot up and no good. That rebound comes down to Mara Pearson.
Somebody. Yep.
Mara chases it down and push the ball up. Ball back to Paige for a three-pointer, and that's good.
There it is.
Nice ball movement again by the Indians. Little in-and-out game, high-low game. It's working well for the Indians tonight. Doing some good passing. Indians have scored a lot of points this quarter. Get the ball, working the ball underneath. Good defense by the Indians. Rebound by Paige. Going to push the ball up. Looking for somebody. Get it over to Allie. Drives to the bucket. That's up and no good. Rebound pick Paige. Back up and no good. Almost got her own rebound.
Dang.
Ah, ball just went and fall.
Yep.
Two good looks at the bucket.
Yep.
I'm not sure how many shots the Polar Bears have got off this quarter, but it hasn't been a whole lot yet.
Not too many.
Indians are playing some really good defense.
Yeah. The 3-2 is working for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the whatever we were doing the first quarter wasn't man. Was that man?
That was man in the first. Oh, another steal by the Indians.
Nice.
H4 can't pick the ball up. Got it ahead to Mara Pearson. That's a layup. That's up and good. Nice ball movement again. Nice ball movement again. A lot of steals tonight.
Yeah, a ton. And I'm actually tracking them right, so.
54-19 with 2:15 left to go here in the third quarter. I'd say we're going to see some subs here soon. Yep. Paige Ford can put the steal. Now I got a called a foul on the reach.
All right, so maybe she touched her.
Not much.
Not much.
That'll be her first foul. Team's first, I believe. So we're going to get five out here. So Hope Wendell back in the lineup for the Indians.
Mass
Sage Luthold, Kenzie Yarkey, Brenna Holman, Grace Guggenbiller. So,
oh, it's nice to see some of these girls play. I haven't seen Sage play any varsity, so.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah.
We could give her a little time on the court.
Yeah, we need to beef her up a little bit.
Yes,
she's good for her. Give her some cheeseburgers while she's at it.
Exactly. I got a little bit of fat that I can give her. Little breakdown in the Indians' defense on rebounding there. No one boxed out on that one. So a little 40. And I'm not sure what her name is because I don't have her number. But snuck in for a rebound and bucket. So he needs to get to swing the ball around. Brenna Holman, not the three-point line, gives that shot up. Drives underneath and throws that ball away. Yep. So I believe that's the first turnover of the half for the Indians.
I think so, too.
Either that or I haven't done a very good job of tracking
it. No, I think it's the first one.
Indians staying in their 2-3 zone.
Yep. So it looks like number 40 is Kylie Clem because she has a different number. That's the number 40 on the JV roster.
Okay.
So they get a two-pointer there?
I'm not sure if it was two or three.
I'm not sure either.
They called that. That was a beautiful shot. She's got a really pretty shot.
Yeah, she does. I think it might have been a three-pointer.
Okay. Kind of looked like it from our angle, but Brenna Holman with the ball. Takes the ball to the hole. That shot's up and no good. Hope Wendell with the rebound. Goes to the floor. Gets it back out to Brenna. A little sloppy there, but we'll take it.
Yep.
Kenzie Garkey with the ball. Gets it inside to Sage. Back out to Brenna. Kicks it out to Grace in the corner. She'll shoot a three. It's no good.
Long.
Hope with another rebound. Oh, nice spin move by Hope. Up and no good. And the Polar Bears come down with the ball. So 36 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Indians up 54-24. Shots up and no good by the Polar Bears. Rebound Kenzie Garkey. So the Indians will probably hold it for the last shot of this quarter. Maybe not. Swings it over to Kenzie Garkey up top. Brenna Holman. Back over to Kenzie Garkey. Gets it inside to Sage. She turns to try to find somebody. Nobody there. Oh, tied up here. So that will be a turnover for the Indians. That'll go over to Hardin Northern.
So they'll have 11 seconds here in a Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter trying to get a shot off. And right now Indians leading by 30 with 11 seconds here in the third quarter.
Trying to get a shot off here. Oh, steal by Brenna.
Nice, Brenna.
All the way, Brenna. Oh, good job.
Nice.
Good hustle. Brenna with the steal. And she'll be at the Hull Brothers foul line shooting two with 1.3 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
So Indians up 30. Still 54. Now it's
first one's up and good.
Yeah. 55.
We are shooting some good free throws tonight. Second one is up and good. So we are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 from 9 from the free throw line so far tonight. So good free throw shooting by the Indians. At the end of the third quarter here, the Indians are up by 32, 56-24, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
We're back here in the getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Indians are up by 32, 56 to 24. Scoring wise from the Indians, being led by Whitley Rammel with 14, Allie Vaughn with 12, Kira Wendell with 8, Mara Pearson with 8, Paige Forkamp with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2 for Hope, 2 for Grace, 2 for Brenna. We're shooting 8 from 9 from the free throw line, so
can't beat that.
Doing
so
well.
Have a,
2 turnovers this half.
Have an update here. We will be playing New Bremen if we win this. Go on and win. We're up 32, so that should be New Bremen won 67-32 over Waynesfield Goshen. That is a final. The other ones are all going according to seed, and there aren't any close ones.
On the court for the Indians, we have Allie Vaughn, Paige Forkamp, Whitley Rammel, Elizabeth Allig, and Callie Wendell. Three-point basket up and good for Paige Forkamp. So we've got some of the JV players getting some playing time here. It makes it nice. So get some minutes out on the court. So Indians switch back to man-to-man defense. We'll see what Harden Northern can do with that. Ball's dead. Kicks it out. Ooh, got away with a little bit of a walk.
Yeah,
a shot's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Elizabeth Allig. Allie Vaughn will push the ball up.
I don't have her name on my list.
Elizabeth? Oh, you got to write it down.
Yeah, I do. I have the rebound.
Stats,
I just don't have her name on there.
Swinging the ball around the top of the key. Vaughn back to Callie Wendell for 3.
Allie.
Get it in there. No good. Just off the mark. Battle for the rebound. Callie almost got her own.
Yep.
As she's smiling, as always.
Right. Oh,
she's always smiling.
Always.
So, Indians will pick up the man-to-man defense there. Allie Vaughn almost with the steal. Try to get the ball inside. Good luck shooting her over the top of that tree.
Right.
Callie Wendell with the rebound. Dang. I bet you don't have her either.
No, I don't.
Allie Vaughn with an open 3. That shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to the Polar Bears. So you want me to put Liz here?
Yeah.
And who else?
I think Kenzie had one.
Yep. You're right. Got to extend our sheets here.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good thing.
I was doing a good job. And then I got names I didn't have on my list. And then I'm like, oh. Ooh, almost had her.
Yep. Shot is up and good.
Nice play. Drive from the wrong side. And it's amazing how they do that.
Emma Martin, I believe that was her first points of the night. So brings them back. It's them up to 26. Indians up 59-26. Get that ball inside to Whitley Rammel. Oh, tries to get down to Liz. Elizabeth Halling. Good play.
Yep,
just didn't quite work.
Yep. Good read.
I think that's India's third turnover of the half. I've got Harden Northern down from 9 turnovers. But girl's got a nice shot. That's an air ball rebound by Paige. Oop. Gets the ball knocked away, but picks it back up. Nope. Knocked around. Still.
They're just going to roll
ball
on the floor a little
bit. Ball. That'll be a turnover for the Indians. That'll go over to Harden Northern.
I still got her down for that steal, though. I'm killing these stats.
Yes. I got marks all over the place. I'm not even sure what I'm marking anymore. Polar Bears get the ball inbounds.
But they are official.
That's right.
Amen. They are.
3-point shot at the top of the key is no good.
Ooh,
Polar Bears with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn.
Yeah, she's getting aggressive. You can tell. You can tell she's got a couple fouls left she's wanting to get rid of. I love it. Getting aggressive.
Yep.
Not that she's never aggressive, but it's just funny. Yeah. She pushes her.
There's levels of aggression.
Yeah, absolutely.
Polar Bears do get the ball inbound. Allie Vaughn tries to steal it, but she does get a foul called on her. That'll be her third. She's got plenty left.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got 2 left.
Clock's running. Clock.
It's 30 points.
Oh, is it a running clock
thing?
No, I don't think so.
I was like, oh, is that a thing?
Yeah. Knocked out of bounds by Callie Wendell.
Not yet in basketball, I don't think.
I think maybe it is because it's still running.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe it is.
We have 5 subs here coming back in for the Indians.
Doing that in the tournament.
Yep, that might be.
So it looks like the K&L fourth quarter is going to go pretty fast.
Yes, it is going to go fast. So.
The coach is looking at the scoreboard. And
I didn't know that was a thing.
High speed.
Yep.
I thought you guys were kidding.
Maybe that's why the New Bremen game got done so quick.
Yeah,
could be.
Because it was halftime when we were at halftime, and then they were done at the end of our third quarter. So.
Yep.
59-26 out on the court for the Indians with Grace Krugenbiller, Hope Wendell, Mara Pearson, Kira Wendell, Brenna Holman. Shot. Open three-pointer, and that's up and no good. It's an air ball.
Yep, so, I think it was tip. They're giving
it to them. Oh, they're giving
it tip, okay. I thought maybe we got a little piece of that because it was short, and she's been a lot more accurate than that out there.
Right.
Indians are going to man-to-man, I believe, here. Trying to prevent this inbound play.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, Mara read that like a book. Yeah, steal by Mara.
Nice.
Oh, bucket down there. No good.
Got it.
Yep.
We got to keep these puppies very consistent.
Yep. You're doing a great job.
Yes.
As are you.
Yep. Indians, good defense. Three-pointers up and rebound. No good. Another rebound by Mara Pearson, pushing the ball up. All the way for Mara.
She went to try to shoot. Got tipped away.
Did she travel? I don't know.
Grabbed it right back and laid it in as if that was planned.
Yes. I believe that was planned. Yeah. She'll tell you that was planned.
Yeah. Gosh, is that her 10th or 12th point?
That is her 10th. Yep.
She's had a great game.
Yeah. Indians up 61-26. I believe we have a running clock. We're not sure that that's the rules, but
we didn't know that
it hasn't stopped. So must be a thing. That three-point basket is up and no good. Grace Krugenbiller with the rebound. Indians pushing it up. Kira up court to Brenna Holman. She will shoot and get fouled. So Brenna will have her chance to grab a couple free throws here from the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Yeah, in the so she's a K&L fourth quarter with Brenna at the line, which is interesting. Now she's at the Hall Brothers foul line.
For sure, and that clock is still running. Oh, wow.
That free throw is up and good. The Indians on fire from the free throw line, 9 of 10.
Yep. Kenzie Garkey back in.
Sage Luthold, Callie Wendell. Out comes Key and Hope, and I think Callie's going to be going in for Brenna.
Yep, so we have all the starters. No, all except Brenna out, and she'll be out after this.
Yep. Second Hall free throws up and no good from the Hall Bears free throw line. She gets her own rebound up and no good. Kenzie Garkey with the rebound. Swings it over to Kenzie in the corner. Back at the top key to Grace Krugenbiller. Gets it over to Brenna. Thinks about a three. Little drop step shot up and no good. Rebound by Sage Leupold. Up and no good. And she got fouled. So Sage Leupold will have her chance to...
I'd like to see her get a shot or two a point here. Yeah. Oops. You can hear the bench. I don't know what they're doing.
Barking.
Oh, it's Allie. Allie's barking.
I'm not sure what that's all about, but
they want Sage to get her point. That's what they
want. She's got the Hall Brothers foul line shooting, too. Oh, first one's up and no good.
Come on, Sage.
And Brenna, the last starter, comes out.
Yep. And Callie Wendell back in for her. Hard Northern doing some substitutions here, too. Sage's second free throw is up and good. She gets in the scoring book.
Yes, she does.
That puts the Indians at 10 for 12 from the free throw line tonight. No, it should be 10 for 13, I believe. Poked away by Grace. But Polar Bears will pick it up. Trying to find an open shot here for the Polar Bears.
10 seconds left in the K&L fourth quarter.
She just traveled.
Yep.
Yeah, don't call it.
63-26.
I'd have rung her up on that one.
Then the clock would have run out before you get the ball back in.
Block shot by Mara to end the game. So the Indians will finish this game 63-26 victory over Hard Northern Polar Bears. So I believe we'll take a timeout and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Sophie Pearson.
I'm Macy Shinnenberry.
And I'm Ava Shane, and we are the Fort Recovery Girls softball team. We are having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $7 each, and you get one of Wendell's barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on March 7th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
There we go.
We're back.
And we're joined by Holly. So.
Oh, yeah. I should have my mask on because. But then.
You can't hear.
He definitely heard us too.
Anywho, good job. Yes. Good game. Good win.
It was a great win.
Yeah.
Great team win.
Yeah. Lots of great ball movement. My gosh, we were just flicking that ball everywhere like it was a pancake. It was great. It was
I know. Good. And, you know, we had some great success. I just feel like we got in the locker room. I was like, guys, okay, look. Here's what we need to do. We just need to go out there and take some shots that you probably wouldn't normally take because we need to find some success there. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice. Paige came down the stretch there and hit some threes. And we just needed that.
Yep,
we needed
absolutely.
A good team win. And we came out and played pretty defensively sound, I thought, the first half. And in the second half, I said, hey, we need to probably work on some 2-3 zone because we have it.
Yep.
We've been working on some other things. And we switched it up at halftime. We forced a lot of
turnovers.
Standing there.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And I thought we did some rotations and adjusted on the 2-3, and we hadn't talked about that very often. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty pleased with it.
You should be happy.
Yeah. I thought the big change tonight was ball movement on offense. We had some really good ball movement, both when they were playing zone as well as on man-to-man. So that was good to see.
Yeah, I agree. I just thought we took time to make the extra pass, you know, and we have our moments, but I thought we just kind of got away from taking that extra pass, making that extra pass to make that easier bucket per se. So, yeah, no, great team win, like I said, and now we can focus officially on New Bremen.
Yep.
And I'm assuming Bremen probably won that 30-some or something.
Yep.
So then we are going to look for Bremen and start working on that tomorrow. And Saturday we're back here at the field house ready to go again.
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
All right. I think so too. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Coach. Enjoy your victory.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yep. We'll see you Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking a break?
Okay.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenster from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah, back here. We're gonna
big
pitch.
Victory for the Indians, 63-26 over Hard Northern Polar Bears. So we got a few stats we can go over, and we'll be as official as we can get them tonight.
Yeah,
so thanks to Diana for Facebook Live streaming this, since NFHS had some issues tonight.
Yeah. So
points for the Indians, very balanced scoring tonight, incredibly balanced. So Whitley Rammel led the Indians with 14, Allie Vaughn with 12, Paige Forkamp with 11, Mara Pearson with 10, Kara Wendell with 8. Looks like Brenna Holman with 3, Grace Guggenbiller with 2, Hope Wendell with 2, and Sage Luthold with 1. So very balanced scoring for the Indians. Turnovers, we had I have Hard Northern down for 28 turnovers. The Indians with 9, so Indians controlled the ball fairly well. From the free throw line, I believe we shot about 10 for 13 from free throw line, so somewhere in there, that's pretty good free throw shooting tonight.
Yep, for sure. I have some steals. I have a whole bunch of steals. I think Allie Vaughn led us with 6. Kira and Paige each had 4. And then a few here and there. Grace had 2. Mara had 2. Whitley with 2. Hope 1. And rebounds, leading us in rebounds was Paige Forkamp with 8. Whitley with 6. And then 3 from Brenna, I think, is the next one up. So, and then, you know, there's some people with 1 and 2 here and there. But and then block shots, Mara Pearson had 2. Paige Forkamp with 1. And Whitley with 1. So I thought throw those in there because those are kind of those are huge.
Yeah.
Those are fun and huge.
And they changed the way the game went early.
Yeah.
We were besides just our regular trapping sort of defense, we were intimidating some of their shots. So
So as points by quarter, I guess we did. Did you go over points by quarter by chance?
No, but I have them.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I didn't get the last one, so I'll let you go ahead and do it.
After the first quarter, Indians were up 18-8 at halftime. They had took the lead at halftime, 34-17. Third quarter, 56-24 in that fourth quarter. Sprung the lead out to 63-26. They held Polar Bears to 2 points in that fourth quarter. So,
and I think Sage might have got her first varsity point.
I believe
tonight.
So. Yeah. I think she had her first varsity point tonight. So good for her.
So, that's exciting.
So,
let's take a break and I'll come back and wrap things up. Appreciate you girls helping out a lot tonight. That's awesome. And we'll see you Saturday as we host New Bremen now. So be back with a wrap up right after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse where the Indians come away with a 63-26 victory over the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. So that means they will move on in the sectional final, and we will host New Bremen on Saturday night. And again, we will be on the air here with Fort Recovery Radio hoping that they are able to get the NFHS system working again. And we will be bringing you that. And usually WPGW will be also doing ours, but they are obligated in Indiana on Saturday night, so they won't be bringing that. But coming up tomorrow night, they will be bringing us the WPGW will be bringing us the boys' final regular season game as they host New Bremen, and we'll simulcast that game next week. Tuesday, the boys start their tournament. That'll be hosting New Knoxville at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and we'll be broadcasting that with the NFHS video, and as of now, WPGW will also be broadcasting. Thursday, if the girls can win on Saturday, they'll be at Minster on Thursday if Minster and Fort Recovery both win, and that would be at Wapakoneta at 5:30 in the district semifinal. So that's what's going on there. Again, Indians come away with a 63-26 victory, and we want to thank our, of course, Susie and Diane that brought us the game, and our sponsors for tonight, Hull Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, Wayne Street Market, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kelp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wangler Ace Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance. So for Susie and Diana, we appreciate you listening. We'll be back broadcasting again Saturday night as the girls will host New Bremen, but we will also be simulcasting tomorrow night with Rob Weaver's call of the boys versus New Bremen in the last regular season game. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.